Why are you so gassy?
I'm not gassy.
You're very gassy. I don't mean the fart sense. I don't want people to think you're flatulating.
No.
But you're burping into the microphone all the time. What gives?
All the time. Twice.
Like 3, 5, 7, 9 times.
Or twice.
It hurts my ears.
I wish I could belch right now.
I'm glad you can't. Have you been drinking soda all day? I thought you were on your juice kick.
I had juice today and water.
Really?
I had no soda.
Did the juice counter the cancer from the soda?
I didn't have any soda today.
The liquid cancer you consume every time you have a diet soda.
Let's talk about the cancer you consume. Really?
I openly admit, I don't profess to do anything to counter it. There isn't much healthy in my life fighting the carcinogens I pump into my veins.
You carcass cruncher.
Carcass cruncher. We'll get to that. We'll get to what the hell carcass cruncher means later on, I think. You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. Sometimes you're in a mood, man. Sometimes you're in a mood. And you know what? Maybe your mood is crashing against the waves of my mood. And we might have some mood choppiness.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds like a roller coaster.
It sounds like some rough waters, young lady, if you don't straighten up and fly
motor
right.
Motorboat in.
Oh, no.
On my pontoon.
How old are you?
12.
Exactly. You look right now, the way you're behaving, you should have answered that question by holding out your hand and going, I'm this many years old.
I are this many. Tell me more about the host of this show.
His name is John Pot. He really is.
He should change his name to Delicious.
And he's packing. I've got to tie it in a loop like a kielbasa.
Delicious.
So that it doesn't flop out of the leg of my jeans.
Wow.
People are like, what is that, a bump on the back of your knee? I'm like, well, kind of.
You just have to cock your leg up on urinals.
Exactly.
During the lizard.
Exactly. I strike that pose like Washington crossing the Delaware, one leg up. On the tip of my boat.
Not good.
Show's website's inpapasbasement.com. That's the most important thing to learn, because your every hit on that website makes me feel like a winner.
Sounds fabulous.
It sounds sad.
Everybody click on it. Do it.
3, 4, 5 times. It tricks the computer. It looks like extra people are looking. Do it a few hundred times. I will walk out and scream, I am a golden god.
Wow.
To InPapasBasement.com, because every Monday and every Thursday, there's a new episode of the Papa's Basement radio show.
Wow.
1 hour of audio magic.
And not everyone has to do with dead pets, which I understand a lot of people really enjoyed that.
I think everyone clicked because they loved your Jesus Take the Wheel picture you made that depicted a kitten in, what was the kitten driving again, Allison?
A little sand toy truck. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you captioned it, Jesus Take the Wheel, because you're implying the kitten was going to ride it off a cliff.
I wasn't implying anything. He just likes trucks. It's a popular song. I don't even know what
it was
about.
Back in 2006. You're keeping it topical. You are keeping it incredibly topical. Shall we discuss Bo Bice next?
No, listen.
Where that kid's going.
Did you hear Heath Ledger died?
Yeah, he did. Really sad stuff. I am really pumped to see what he did as the Joker. I've heard good things.
Yeah, me too. So, I mean, I'll keep my eyes peeled. So, yeah, what do you got for me today?
Well, first we get to introduce you, mysterious talking
Woo!
Woman.
Woo! I wish I could belch, but I can't. Sorry.
You're all spent from the warm-ups, which were curdled right into my poor, innocent eardrums.
Sounds so quiet in here now.
No, not really. We have our Arabic friends next door screaming.
Oh, right. The pear-shaped people.
I simply said that a lot of Arabic chicks tend to have, like, they look Latin from the front, and then you see the back, and the ass doesn't, like, come out in a pleasing mountainous shape.
No.
It goes out to the sides.
That's what mine does.
It's bowling pin ass.
No, I call it the pancake.
Kind of. Yeah. It's like you
the
took...
The dinner plate.
You took the mass of a good ass.
Yeah.
It's the same way a sandcastle builds up to the heavens, but when it's ruined, someone smushes it, and it just kind of splashes out everywhere. And it's this amorphous pile of mush.
Yeah, well, in my family, my sister, she's the cute one. I'm the
really?
Smart one. Yeah. She got the lips and the apple
That's
bottom.
The cute one? That's the cute one? Come on, Allison.
She is.
I'm all for someone throwing themselves under the bus, but come on.
She's known as the cute one, and she would rather be the cute one than the smart one. And I'm known as the
smart
one.
Well, yeah, because she's trash. She's trash, and if someone told her she was intelligent, she would take it as an insult.
I mean, in a sense, she really would. I mean, she would rather be...
you calling me gay?
Just like, she would rather lack intelligence. You know, she'd rather drop
And she
some.
Does with a plum.
I mean, you can take away her IQ or, you know... There you
she
go.
Doesn't seem to have which, smarts you know of any Here kind. There's not even street smarts, which dumb people try to act like they've cornered the market on.
Here's the good question. Like a Paris Hilton. Like, she can get by on her looks or whatever. Her
Just, she's rich, and right. people don't want to piss her off. And
right.
I wouldn't call her good looking, but sure.
Well, that's what I'm
We'd
saying.
We'd all pump
But
her.
She's all a box of rocks. I mean, to hear her talk about what a washing machine was. And she's like, sometimes me and my sister, we just go in there and we put our dirty clothes in that box thing. What do you call it? And Oprah was like, the washing machine.
Yeah. And she claims it's shtick, that she actually has a massive IQ. Uh-huh. And then to really prove the size of her IQ, she said, I can type X words per minute.
But that brings up a good question. There, would you rather have someone... with above, if you're going to marry someone,
okay.
this is going to be your wife, this is going to be your life partner, would you rather marry someone with above normal intelligence or an above average libido, but she can't have both?
Oh, the intelligence. I've lived a sexless existence for most of my days. I mean, like...
I could trick her in the sack.
No, I'm just saying, I'm very used to having to take care of all my sexual needs, so like the wife... slacking yeah. in that department,
yeah.
whatever. But most, I'm trying to think if I've met many dumb girls who are dynamite in the sack.
Yeah.
It's not like an
but
innate
they are,
thing.
I think.
Really?
I think.
Most dumb girls I've been with have also been crap in bed.
I don't think so.
It's the
so.
Smart ones who like have enough issues to be really good.
I don't think that is true. Then why are all these people with no educations and so forth, you know, they're, you know, smoking poles and doing all that. They
That's
do it all
they've
the time.
Got.
Yeah. So
That's
they're good
literally
at it.
All they got, though.
Yeah.
You're asking me, why is the guy with a hammer only seeing nails? Well, why is the chick who's got a mouth and a vagina and nothing else to offer always screwing? That's what she's got.
But she's also a box of rocks because that's all she's got. She doesn't. She isn't
yeah, she gets tricked into bed really easily.
Like, you know, I don't have to tie a Kit Kat to my wing wing or anything.
Wait a minute. You're mighty enough that you went to the TGI Fridays and you got us two meals for $20? Well, hell, of course I'm giving you some.
Oh, my. I don't know. But that's a good answer to choose above average intelligence.
Yeah, I got it. Because even, okay, let's say you go with the dumb girl.
Yeah.
It's going to wear out. Like, your urge to pork that chick.
Yeah.
Is she like a 10? She's dumb and...
No, I don't... Okay. You married her. So it's whatever caliber you're going to marry.
Well, of course. If it's me, it's an 11.
Oh, well, she's an 11.
Lil' Kim in her heyday. Before she became a member of the Jackson family.
So do you want a stupid 11? Or, you know...
I don't care how gorgeous a girl is. You're probably going to get tired of sleeping with her, especially if she's dumb. But... Yeah. There are people I've talked to for 15, 20 years, and I'm always okay with talking to them. And their lives don't change. They don't have much to report, but simply the art of our conversation brings me pleasure.
Yeah.
Whereas sexually, any one woman can be off the charts sexually.
Yeah.
I'm going to want to sleep with someone else soon enough.
You think so?
Absolutely.
I mean, you're talking
I know myself and every other man. And that is the fallacy.
Every man. Now you're speaking for the nation.
There's not much
the planet.
Where I care to blanket speak. I don't like to say all black people do this or the Orientals, as it were, to be PC, drive poorly en masse.
Yeah.
But every man gets bored of sex with the same woman. It's just the guys who are faithful, one, realize sex isn't the be-all, end-all in life.
Yeah.
And two, they find other things they dig about the chick.
But I think you can have a sexual relationship and not everything has to be, you know, swinging from the chandeliers and those kinds of things. I mean, there's
no,
something
when it
to
comes,
be sense,
like,
you know.
I mean, I don't, as much as I enjoy.
New.
Strange, yeah, as we call it, strange. And I guess the level of my kinkiness, I'm very dominant in bed.
Yeah.
All that stuff. I guess I'm conservative in the sense I don't really care to bang publicly.
Yeah.
Things like that. I always find that offensive to the people that could walk in.
Oh.
And not because I just loathe my own body. It's just like, I've had girls who want to screw in parks and stuff like that. And it's like, you know, when I was a little kid, I used to light up in parks in these same places that we think are secluded enough to get it on.
Right.
And like little kids with their parents have walked by.
Yeah.
And it's like, does a 5-year-old, it's one thing to be like, okay, there's HBO. And if you're going to be uppity enough to be like, my kid can't see a breast at age 8, grow up. But a kid at age 8 doesn't need to see the local guy
balling
out his girl.
Right. I don't think anyone really needs to see it, but there is something to be said for that. You know what I mean?
Women seem to love the public stuff. I don't think guys like it.
I don't think all girls do.
A lot do. It's one of those things they find kinky.
I don't know.
That guys don't really care for. Guys do it because they're like, oh, it's sex. I mean, if you were like, my kink is I want to smash a bottle of Ragu against your head when I'm finishing.
I know a lot of guys that do.
They like public stuff.
I mean, yeah, they're willing to introduce it. They're into, you know, they want to spark it up right then. So,
I guess, again, if you've been with the same girl 3 years, you're willing to do most anything. Short of another guy putting stones to her. That seems to be a rather radical step. Not many fellows
take. What about this? This is a question I ask some people, too. And a lot of men are just like, flippity-doo-dah. No dice.
Really?
Is not
the men you talked to responded that way.
Right.
Flippity-doo-dah.
Yeah. Not happening.
It must have been something you said that aroused some real passions, because I haven't heard language like that in a while.
I hate to use the hard words, but here's the question.
You realize this is a clean episode, right? We're trying to put this on air for the weekend.
So here's the thing. The thing is that let's say you have a girlfriend and it ended.
Hold on. Still imagining. Okay, go on.
And you broke up, but maybe you broke up for a reason, not for infidelity or something toward. Maybe it was distance or you just grew apart or you went to college or you moved.
So you're saying nothing that was a massive deal breaker.
Right. And so you just broke up and you kind of remain friends or friendly, right?
Okay.
So you have
while
a house.
While we're pretending? Sure. Go on.
You have a house or an apartment or whatever. Let's say you're in your townhouse, right?
Yeah.
And
so much pretending.
Right.
I've got a girlfriend. Things ended well. I live on my own. Go on.
Cynthia comes into town.
I have wings like Warren Worthington III.
So you and Cynthia were together, let's say, 6 months or something. So you had something kind of significant. It lasted a little while.
I'm happy 6 months is significant to you because that's more or less all I've ever hit. And other people are like, wait, you're busted up about 6 months? I'm like, that's a lifetime.
So here's the thing. Now, Cynthia comes into town. She's going to crash at your place.
Okay.
Right? And maybe she crashes at your place every other weekend or whenever she's in for business or whatever. Right?
Cynthia sounds like a freeloader.
No, she just is coming in for business. You don't want her to have to pay for a hotel.
It's
whatever.
Nice of
she's
you.
Your pal, right? Because you're not there. Maybe you're traveling as well, right?
Okay.
Anyhow, so she's there.
We don't all live your gypsy lifestyle, by the way. Continue. The way you're like, it's cool. You just sleep around the places.
Now, listen. She has access to your room, but you also have a guest room.
Okay.
Right? But she has a new boyfriend, and they scrump in your bed.
What?
Is that a deal breaker?
Yeah, I mean, literally, if I had an ex,
right,
but she was happy with the new boyfriend,
right,
and it was like, look, I need a place to stay, and you definitely aren't getting any,
right?
I'd be like, okay, cool. There's a place called Marriott. Give it a try. I've heard good things.
But you guys are close. You're almost like siblings now. You know what I mean?
I've never been like siblings with an ex. It's always been like, I've porked you and I'm okay with porking you again.
Out comes the...
Even the chunky ones, I like a beach.
Well, no, but I'm just saying you're pals now. You don't want her anymore. You've moved on. You've got bigger and better things. You know what I mean?
I've never had an ex where even when they've moved on, the sexuality has left.
Yeah, but it has. There's no. Okay, maybe there is a flicker or something. And you think, hey, maybe we could, maybe we couldn't. But you think, you know what? It's going to complicate things because she's not around here all the time. Blah, blah, blah. Whatever.
Okay.
Or maybe her house is being fumigated. For whatever reason, she has to stay at her place.
Yeah.
And she's welcome to sleep in your bed.
Said previously you can't get balled out on my sheets?
No, you can't. You never said that. But is it...
What kind of animal is she? She assumes that's okay then.
That's what every guy says. But who cares when you go to a hotel? You think you're the only one that's scrumped in that bed?
It's a hotel.
So
there's nothing sacred about that.
What's sacred about your own bed?
Everything. It's my own bed. So, do I live in a commune?
You aren't.
You've
get,
answered your own question.
You
is,
aren't together
Is my
anymore.
Own toilet a urinal caked in the feces of hundreds upon hundreds of people? No. I know everyone whose ass on the regular goes on my toilet.
Right.
That brings me great peace.
Right. But if you have a party, you're not going to say, I know Steve.
I'm going
and
to Lysol
Judy.
The living hell out of it before I use it again.
But she'll change the sheets. She's not going to make you sleep.
And then I'm
going
to hope that my toothbrush wasn't put on anyone's ass like a Jamaican chambermaid.
So listen.
Showing
so
Whitey
a deal
who's boss.
Is what you're saying. She's not allowed to scrump in there.
I mean,
who cares?
It's one of those things where it so is out of the norm. I don't even know how I'd react.
But let's say her house is being fumigated, right? She's not a gypsy.
I mean, is it okay that she uses the place like Dexter to butcher someone? And she's like, look, I plasticked everything.
But that's illegal. Sex, consensual sex is not illegal.
She's what if the guy is 14?
We're not going there.
We just did. We just did.
Well, that shouldn't happen anywhere. Not in your bed, not anywhere, not with a fox, not in a box, not in a house, not with a mouse, blah, blah, blah. So so that's like, every guy was like, whoa, reel it in here.
Absolutely.
Like, why?
It has almost nothing to do with the fact she's like, I wouldn't want anyone screwing in my bed.
Yeah. But pretty much they say, hey, if you want to do that in the guest room or you want to whatever somewhere else, maybe they're not even exactly comfortable.
I don't know. You know what? It's like if I've been with a girl,
yeah,
I always resent if the sexuality has left the situation. That to me, that is grossly offensive.
Why? What do you mean?
Because it's like, you know what? We had our thing sexually,
right?
But I'm so over it. I don't even remember the fact we did it practically. Like I guess I do,
right?
But I don't remember the sensations. Because anyone I've ever...
But then that should help. That should work to my saying, hey, what's the big deal?
I've never...
You're not able to disassociate yourself, or you are?
No, I'm not.
Oh. Anyone... So you do remember the tingles and the smooches and the...
Well,
you know.
Even if nothing else, I remember the binary, we've done this and I should be able to do it again. That's really how I see it.
That's why he's... dry hump in his high school sweetheart on the metro.
It's
even though she doesn't recognize
it's
you
almost,
anymore.
It's a poor analogy, but I want to say you sleep with a woman and it's like a pass to King's Dominion. And suddenly the guy at the gates ripped up your pass and like is like, this is no good here anymore. You're like, wait a minute. I rode that roller coaster once.
Yeah.
I want to be on the damn Scooby-Doo again. And I want to do the Anaconda right after that.
Yeah. I just think that...
I've got friends where, like, we fooled around very early on. Yeah. And honestly, I put the kibosh on it. And then they got in shape or did whatever. I was just like, you know what? Why did I do that? I should have hit that.
Yeah.
And I'm cool with them, but I'm still a little salty that, like, I can't just be like, dude, I did you once or I felt you up once. Why can't we work from there?
Well, I think sometimes you can, but my thing is, you know,
lot of people are just like.
So no one's scrumping in your bed other than
yourself. Like if it's a friend, a male friend.
You're going to let him.
Yeah.
His
and
chin.
He'll have to do my sheets after.
But you can't
and,
have,
like have a
really?
Woman do it. Yeah. Because a man cleaning, it's gross.
But you can't have an
ex girlfriend.
He'll
just put in a bathtub and like turn on the faucet for a bit.
Guys don't even do that. Guys who live on their own. They just flip the mattress. Their guys are disgusting. And if
I
they
miss
have a
my
sheet,
my stainy single sex mattress, just caked in squirt.
That is just so disgusting. Yeah, it's nasty. It
that is awesome.
It is.
Every time I hit the laundry, I was like, "Yeah, look at me."
Ugh. I mean, if somebody left your room like that, I think that that's above and beyond, and that's disgusting. But
you think Al Jazeera really is picking up on our mics? By the way.
Oh gosh, that is annoying. We
yeah,
can hear
it
the
is.
People next door recording. Or
the lovely Arabic people who...
I don't know. I didn't know that they were Arabic.
You know that at some point the CIA is going to be confiscating this podcast.
There's usually like some...
To play for clues.
There's a guy who kind of looks like the stapler dude from The Office, only he's much
Steven
larger.
Root.
And,
oh, wait. You mean from Office Space?
Oh, I shouldn't say anything. They play this, right?
What, live?
I don't. I'm not. Never mind. Everyone here is beautiful.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, the guy does look like Steven Root.
The end.
Who wants his red swing line?
I don't know what you're talking about.
But there was salt on the margarita. And I'm going to burn this whole resort down.
It is my stapler.
I just caught the second half of that like a couple days ago. The only thing that ages on Office Space?
One.
The use of little 3.5-inch discs. That's it. That's it. Peter putting the virus into a disk drive. You're just like, that would be a thumb drive now, or they'd email it or something.
So I can't believe you're really going to let someone, one of your pals, bang in your bed. But
I wouldn't be happy, but if he had to, he had to. An ex, that's disgusting, man.
Why? But why?
Because you were there.
But she's a girl, too, so she's going to tidy up. She's going to spritz some potpourri.
What do I have to gain from it? You've
Nothing
never answered
because you're
that.
Pal. You're she's just your friend. She's like your
she's
guy friend.
She's not my friend. Anyone? I hate it when people have screwed and they're like, we're friends. No, there needs to be a special word that signifies, okay, maybe we're friends now, but we banged in the day. Because if I've ever introduced someone as a friend, guess what? I've never never gotten head from a friend. Never been balls deep in a friend.
So what are you going to be like? This is Susan, my postbone.
I guess.
You can't.
Postponed. Yeah. Accent it like postponed. Postboned.
You can't. It's not good.
Or how about I introduce
She's not
going to
be your
like,
friend.
This is Tammy. We have known coitus together.
You can't. You're not going to put a monocle on that one and a cane and a top hat. No chick's going to go for that.
I wouldn't be okay.
So you have no chicks that are friends.
What do you mean?
So you have chicks that are friends.
Yeah, absolutely. I have female friends.
But aren't you friendly with people that maybe you just fooled around with? I'm sure you are.
I can think of one off the top of my head who got way hotter after we fooled around.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Christ, I really want to hit that. And she absolutely never got over the fact that like she was okay with it. And I was just like, meh. I've told this story on air. It was a girl I hung with. And the second time we went out together, we went back to my place.
Yeah.
And we're starting to fool around. And I was just like kind of tired. And it was back when I lifted a lot, which really crushed my libido.
Yeah.
Because like, all of your energy goes to lifting weights, man. You don't have a lot of banging energy after that. And she was just kind of like,
I know guys who lift weights. They have a lot of energy.
You know, I guess I was just very, very into it. Like, there are guys that lift weights.
Maybe
but
that's kind of like drinking for me, because I always say one drink makes me tired. You know what I mean? But then people say, well, that's phase one. You've got to push past that.
Yeah,
you know
drink yourself sober.
So maybe that's you when you're working out. You're like my level one. But if you worked out, you know, to levels three, four, five.
No, there was a time, honestly, I was the guy working at level 3 and 4. Yeah. I mean, like, I used to squat,
Well, then you
deadlift,
should scrump
everything.
Like a champ.
Well, it had also been a ton of drinking. And let's not forget, this is back when I was waking up at 6:30 every day for work. So like you get back at 4:30 in the morning or 3 or something.
Gosh. You know who you're sounding like?
What?
You're sounding like a very tired Tarzan.
I'm just saying, in retrospect.
I don't want to say
you're going
Tarzan
on
is.
You're drunk. You're going on 24 hours awake. It's the end of a long week. You've been lifting. And she's kind of like, you don't seem too into this. And I'm just like, no, I'm really not. I'm effing sleepy. And she got really salty. She's like, are you serious? And I was like, no, I'm pretty out of it, man. And then I just flipped on MASH. And she sat next to me for like 30 minutes just seething while I was like, look at that clinger. He'll never learn.
Unless I'm interested if you can, you know, morph yourself into a donut. Bad.
Yeah, so I regret that. I'm cool with girls I've slept with.
Yeah.
Not a ton of them. I mean, like a lot, I just don't
But you
really
don't call them
anymore.
Your friend.
I mean, like,
what
if, I'll explain. I'll say, okay, this
I mean,
is my
I don't
friend.
Drink and I've
and then
never
as
had...
soon as, like, my, it's just my guys or my actual friends, I'm like, I hit that.
Yeah, but I don't drink and I've never had a one night stand myself. But I'm saying, like, what if you're drunk and you just have one of those things, but she's still your friend or you still work with her? You're not going to refer to her as your friend anymore?
That's a little different. You said this was my girlfriend of 6 months. That doesn't go back to being a friend, no.
But why can't she be your friend? It ended fine. Your guys are cool.
It never ends fine.
say that, but it
never ends fine. You might as well say a unicorn came down and divorced us.
I'm friendly with people that I dated.
A Pegasus descended from Olympus.
But is that just me then? Because I say I'm friendly with people that I dated, but in their mind, are they thinking, screw her?
I think there's
not
an emotional distance to you that isn't in most people. Like a way to not be involved a lot of the time or to move past. But you're not typical, no. I'm not saying that really in a negative way, but your reactions are not typical. I'll say that much. The average person isn't too cool with their average ex. I'm sorry.
Like I think my you very do first have, one I'm okay with. I haven't really had any bad breakups. I never had anything that's ended with cheating or, you know what I mean, a drunken
My
blast
last
or
one
a bite
was
or-
quite loud. I'm trying to think. My first one, my girlfriend confessed she was being crappy enough to me to force me to cheat.
Oh, my.
And I was like, well, I did. Your plan worked, buddy. And we've been cool ever since.
See? So?
Yeah, but we're still very sexual. She'll still flash me and stuff like that. Like to this day.
Yeah, but maybe this person does too.
Well, that's a little different then. You
But you aren't together. That's what I'm saying. She's not your girlfriend anymore.
No.
Right.
But as
maybe
long as
she's still flirting.
As long as there's some sort of like
so she can bone someone
sexual
else in your bed.
Toll being paid. As long as I'm still being acknowledged as something sexual.
Yeah.
That's what matters when it comes to someone I've already had sex with. If I've never slept with you and you're just like, look, it ain't gonna happen. I can process that. I'll still always take shots at it because why not?
Yeah.
I've always said sex for guys, terrorism. It's like I have to succeed once and I win. Like how many plots has the CIA and the FBI, how many have they foiled?
Oh, well, that's what I'm saying. I mean,
so many. And yet you look at 9/11, the terrorists are like, we won. You look at Boston, boom, we won. Yeah. That's it. You get through once, you win.
Yeah.
And that's why a guy's always going to take shots. He has to one time where they're just like, eh? You're like, that was a no. That was a no. Pants off. Pants off.
Yeah. But that's like Jordan. Jordan has that thing that's going
Michael?
Around. Yeah, Michael Jordan. He could go by Jordan. Everyone knows Jordan.
MJ.
That's
when
Michael
you just
Jackson.
Say Jordan.
You know who I mean. They know who I mean. But there he says, you know, of all the shots I've missed, you know what I mean? He's missed so many, but yet he's still considered a great ball player. Blah, blah, blah. You know, so he made 3 out of the 3,000 he shot or whatever his statistics are. I don't know.
3 for 3,000.
I mean, I don't know.
Not his statistics. Let's just put that out there.
Maybe 3 for every 3,000. I don't know.
It's a lot of missed shots.
I forget the direct quote, but it's something along those lines. And they're saying it's kind
of
like,
well, you got, of course, you miss 100% of the shots you don't make. I'm trying to remember your God.
It's
You're making
there.
Me remember.
It's there. It's coming.
This quote. Yeah. Hold on.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
But my
Tip
point
the
is, in the whole inspiration
Tip of the brain.
Is behind it is, you know, never give up. You know, I missed a lot, but yet I'm considered as still, you know, a great ball player. So
that's how
you.
He says it, too. He's like, you know, right in the middle, you know. Yeah. I missed, you know, a couple thousand, you know.
Yeah. My flam doodles, whatever.
Flam doodles.
Yeah. So you want another question?
Sure, since you apparently abhor all things current events. I was told before the show, look, what do you want to discuss? And before
no
I could even utter anything, no news or sports. I'm like, well, my cat did something. How do you want that? How about the fact my mom's trying to change Peanut Butter's name, the orange cat?
Yeah, she told me
Brooks.
That the other day. She doesn't like it.
No,
she
he's now like Buster, apparently.
Oh,
which
gosh.
To her means a big brutish Hulk, but to me, I just think of Buster from Arrested Development.
Oh, she's thinking Buster because of the actor or whatever, Mr. Machismo or something.
Just Buster. We got 2 cats in the house. There's little gray girl Roxy.
I know.
You know who doesn't know the audience?
Everybody knows about
no.
your damn cats.
Work with me. And we got a big orange tabby.
And I got to admit that you were going to throw them off a cliff the other day.
I wasn't.
That's true.
Yeah, at the end of their days, maybe, when they're looking up and they can only lift one paw.
Oh,
and if
my.
They could sign with it, they'd say, kill me. Like Johnny's got his gun.
Kill me.
Yeah. Over and over again. Kill me.
Oh, my.
I'd
so
kill
she's,
him then.
I mean, that's not up and coming. But here's the question. Would you rather?
I like how there's no development of that fact. Yeah, she's going to rechristen the pet. Don't you think that's weird?
No, I mean, if I got a pet.
She's like, that name was never really right for him.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, when you go and you adopt a pet, let's say it's, you know, Sabrina Lukey. That's the cat's name.
What?
And they're like...
Is that the Italian actress you're talking about last episode?
That was you. Well, let's say the cat's name is Leekalaka Lukey. Whatever. It's
Sabrina
from Hawaii.
Sabrina Lukey?
No, that's Susan Lukey.
You mean Sophia Loren.
Or you were trying to tell me. Listen, we don't need to backtrack. And anyhow.
We do. It's always funny. Callbacks are always hilarious.
Like, you go there and they're saying, oh, this is, you know, this pit bull. Do you want to adopt it? His name is Mud Butter. And then you just.
Mud Butter. Mud Butter the pit bull.
Captain Mud Butter. Actually.
I think every pit bull should be forced to have these, like, deceptively sweet fat cat names. This is Professor Mittens. He'll rip your genitals off.
But I'm saying, if you get Captain Mudbutter from the thing, I think you should be able to change his name. Yeah, he's three, but, I mean, does he really think he's Captain Mudbutter? I don't think so. So if I want to call him Steve now.
Yeah, but that was a name pretty much we already whipped. I don't care for Brooks. Don't get me wrong.
I don't either.
I don't really use their names, period. I'm just like, hey, you. You know, whatever the normal cat calls are.
I don't think they really know. I mean, I think it's kind of
how... They kind of do. I think they associate a sound that's said over and over in their presence.
I think, again, it could be just the way you say it.
I was thinking of that the other day.
Yeah.
Because I know the cat, I'll say Roxy, the girl, I'll say Roxy, 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 over and over as I pet her and stuff like that. Yeah. So in her, I don't think she knows her name, but she hears Roxy, Roxy. She goes, petting time, sweet, and will come running for you.
Yeah, well, that's like the clang of the food hitting the bowl. I mean,
yeah,
they
it's
know
just
to come
conditioning
run.
Them.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, you make a similar noise in the sink. You drop ice in a thing, and they'll come running, too.
Am I filling a urinal at the ballpark?
I don't.
The sound of ice hitting metal.
I'm just saying.
And hot piping urine. Splashing against
it. Oh, my. But I think you should be able to change your pet's name.
If I adopt one,
I'm not going to keep. Actually, I probably would keep Captain Mud Butter. That's pretty creative. But
Captain Mud Butter?
Just make that up.
sounds like an alias of Freddie Mercury's. Or would that have been flipped around?
But, I mean, sometimes they have, like, terrible names. Maybe the pit bull's name is, you know, Molly or Cupcake or whatever, and I wouldn't want to keep that. Then I just change
it. To me, that would be hilarious, though. Daffodil the pit bull.
I mean, that's fine. That's fitting. I mean, I come up with some pretty goofy names myself, but, I mean, I'm just not going to keep. You know what I mean? I don't think they should keep it. I mean, they're not even that old. 6 months, change their name.
Okay. That's equivalent to changing a kid's name at, like,
Steve
4 or 5.
Now.
Steve. I like Steve, actually. Steven. Just I have whore human names on pets.
I actually kind of like
seem
it.
They so cold.
And then you see him over there with his glasses, reading the paper. What's your
Thomas, Samantha, get over here. In no way are you substitutes for the children I never had.
Steve, are you on the hamper again?
Damn it, Steven. We've had this talk.
What's wrong with that?
You're not going to respect my possessions.
Oh, my.
See, that's how you build a bit. You did 5 minutes with me. That's all I ask. Just don't kill something.
What did I kill?
We talked 30 seconds about the pets. You're like, okay, back to my question. What? Damn it. Instead, you sat here and you worked with me and we made something together.
Wow.
And it was beautiful.
Beautiful. I think I feel a tear coming on. So you were ready for the next question?
Yes. I love question time with Allison. I was about to call you Alice, and I was like, that's not her name.
Steve.
I'm close, but.
A lot of people do call me Frank, so I'm cool with that. So here's the next question. Would you rather have a permanent 8-inch erection or a 2-inch penis?
A permanent 8-inch erection. Don't be stupid.
That's ridiculous. That's why? That's a poor answer. Now, you won on the last one.
Just join the clergy. Loose robes.
But there's a different, like.
Become a Bedouin.
How long have you had an erection before it became annoying, you know?
Well, are we going to, am I living in a world without priapism? Is it going to fall off after a while?
No, but that's gosh darn annoying. How are you going to do that? Then you're just going to tape it to your leg every day? I mean, how are you going to
find a way. If I have a 2-inch, you're saying 2 inches all the way, not 2 inches hanging.
No, I didn't say that, did I?
Oh, well, what does the 2-inch one become?
I mean,
if it's like 2 inches that grows into 8 inches, that's a dumb question.
That's what I'm saying.
You're going to have to specify.
No, you don't know what it grows into. But to me, I would take a 2-inch penis, and it could be a grower, not a shower, you know? A permanent 8-inch erection. I mean, if you had problems.
2 inches could hit 6 inches, no problem. And if
2 inches could hit 1 million inches. I'm a nurse.
Really?
They can do some magic.
Really?
No inches can hit several inches.
Really? You logged a lot of time in the prenatal ward?
Cute as a button.
You pat their little bottom and all of a sudden, wow.
Oh, no.
I think his belly button sucked itself in.
I actually had that happen one time. Somebody's penis disappeared.
Really?
Completely. Gone. It was not there anymore.
Did you have to find it Waldo style?
I couldn't. I could not find it. It could not be found.
Really?
I just prayed that my instructor did not walk in.
Did he tickle his nose until he sneezed and then he pinched it?
No, he's just an old man. But, I mean, he didn't have much to work with in the beginning. And then it just disappeared.
What race?
Caucasian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's a little white man. I'm sure, like...
I was picturing Leslie Chow.
I mean, he wasn't super little, but, I mean, as you get older, everything kind of shrinks and you seem smaller. And plus, he was bedridden, so... But, yeah, he had something there. And it came time for me. I was a nursing student working at a hospital, mm-hmm. doing my clinicals. And I had to give this gentleman a complete bed bath. So that's head-to-toe bath while he's in bed.
Hold on. I'm going to get some music for this.
Oh, no. What sort of music for elderly bed baths?
Appropriate. Jesus, what do you think of me?
Maybe we should cue this up for the nursing students. This is Nurses Week, you know.
Really? Oh, yeah, I did know that because on Reddit, all the girls who are nurses are like, I'm stripping out of my scrubs this week.
Oh, there
you go.
I'm
like, that isn't sexy. Lord knows what filth they're covered in.
It is pretty gross. It can be nasty.
Hold on. We're almost here.
Okay. I'm waiting. Yeah. What do you got? Nothing.
Good. No, shut up.
I don't think you've got anything.
I think I have something that's going to bowl you over.
Oh, my.
Please don't be an ad. Please don't be an ad. Please don't be an ad. Now we've just got load time. There we go. Okay. Back to your story.
I don't like this.
No, back to you bathing the old man.
Oh, gosh. And so I go to bathe him, mm-hmm. and I get some idle chit-chat going.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's not just physical with you.
Well, you
have to engage
distract.
Minds and bodies. That's how you keep them coming back, Frank, is it?
You want to kind of distract them because he has Alzheimer's, so he doesn't really know he is or what he's doing. Yeah. And, you know, you always explain what you're doing before you do it. If you're going to wash his face or if you're going to wash under his arms, you always. And then it came.
But if you have Alzheimer's, doesn't it? You're just like, why am I being washed?
Sometimes, but you never know what's going in and what's not. So you always give the information. And then it came time for his pericare, which is genitals area.
That's pericare?
Peri area for your perineum.
Oh, yes. Taint. Fancy word for taint. I know
that
one.
The taint and the bits and the...
I thought peri was going to be like periodontal.
No.
Like peri, the flying dinosaur.
Peri means around.
Really?
So the perineum, it's around.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's all around your business.
See, I would think perineum would mean between.
No, peri means around.
As in it.
No, okay. The end. Anyhow, I just hoped that my instructor wouldn't come in because when I went to go do his pericare, his penis disappeared. Like he had something and then it was gone. And everyone was like, well, maybe you had to pull back the foreskin or something. And I was like, no, there was nothing. Not a nub or a hole or nothing. Like,
you frightened it probably.
Yeah, but how does that even happen? So like,
I don't know. I've never been so cold. There's literally been nothing there.
Nothing. Nothing. And he was very, very thin also. You know, he's a very thin
Those
man.
Are usually the guys that have a couple.
Oh, gosh, it was horrible. I was sweating the whole time. Like, oh, please don't let my instructor come in. Because then you're supposed to, whatever stage you're at in the bath, then they have to observe you and then they do a checklist or whatever. But I was like, oh, I hope this is not to observe me doing pericare because I cannot find
this
man's penis.
I have another song.
No. So the permanent 8-inch erection, I think that's a bad idea.
Well, like, you probably can't be in child care.
Huh?
I said you probably can't be in child care.
I mean, because you're going to have to restrain it all the time. That's going to be painful, don't you think? Isn't that going to be difficult to just walk around with a boner all the time?
Have you never been a boy in eighth grade algebra.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but how fun would it be to do the belt tuck all the time?
Sorry, this is a joke for like two people.
Yeah, I don't get it.
It's Detachable Penis by King Missile.
Oh, gosh. That's
I'll bring it down right now. I'm sick of playing DJ.
Yes, but I mean, if you have a 2-incher, then you could always grow.
I guess.
How much do you have right now? Do you have more than 2 inches just sitting there? Probably not.
I think I'm like just sitting here at 3 and change. I don't know. It's all bunches. Like my shorts are pressing it in. Like I'd have to actually hang. But and the studio's cold.
Yeah, but that's it. What if you get out of the shower and it's cold? What about when shrinkage happens? See what I'm saying?
When you say 2 versus 8.
Right.
There,
but it's a permanent 8-inch erection.
You are
permanent.
Horrible with hypotheticals.
No.
Because you're like, all right, would you toss your pet over a cliff for $1 million? That would imply you're killing the pet. You're like, no, the cliff could be 8 inches.
No, I don't know what's at the cliff. They're just saying, hey.
You have to fill it in to make it a good hypothetical. You like a
pretty
good
much
hypothetical.
That pet's going to be dead.
8 inches erect versus 2 inches erect.
No, not 2 inches erect. 2 inches flaccid. And you don't know what it gets when it's erect. Could be 12. You know what I mean? You could have a hard time getting through the doorway.
Well, this is horrible. You're like,
you're knocking over TVs.
All right, let's talk about our kids. Would you prefer that they're a data analyst or they have mystery job? Well, what does mystery job entail? We don't know.
That's
it's a
right.
mystery.
That's right. That's a good one.
It's a horrible one.
When you play the game of life, that's what you have to pick.
Well, that's
you
life.
Could go
beauty of hypothetical questions is they fly counter to life because there's two options.
There is two options.
Life, there's a million options.
You can say you can take the 2-incher and you don't know what it grows, or you can take the 8 inches that's just always a boner. Always
that's
a boner.
Dumbest question.
It isn't.
It really is.
But you picked the wrong answer.
It's like,
that's foolish.
Would you prefer to have regular nipples or magic nipples? What do magic nipples do? I don't know, but they're magic. Is it good magic? I don't know. I just said magic.
That's a good one.
That's horrible. That's You're great. So bad at this.
I'm picking magic. Maybe one is for good and one is for evil.
You've chosen poorly. The magic is sepsis. You're dead.
You can't. That wouldn't be magic.
It'd be infection. The magic of bacterium.
That's not magic. That's a disease process.
All right. You've managed to fill most of the episode with your horrific questions.
Well, you'd be surprised. The smart answer is to go with 2, I think. I'm not a guy.
I don't
have a penis.
I guess, but to me, what makes it a good question is, would you rather be below average or would you rather be...
Who is going to pick below average? Nobody. That's like, would you rather have no arms?
I think if you're like, would you rather have 14 inches versus 3 inches?
Nobody is going to
14
take...
all the time and 3 inch normal function.
No, nobody wants the 3 incher.
I think a ton of people
nobody
recognize what no. a... permanently out there 14 incher would mean.
No, not permanent out there.
No, permanently out there. That's how you construct a hypothetical. You've got the thing that everyone wants with a horrible twist, or you've got the thing that nobody wants but it's normal. Or it's at least
actually,
something
that
you
isn't
can process
normal, because the normal one is between 4 and 6.
Okay, let's say you so have 4 inches. You have a normal penis that can get up to 4 inches, or you've got an always hard 14-inch John Holmes wad cannon.
Yeah, people are going to take that, and they're just going to cut off their leg and put it in a sneaker. No guy is going to.
Are they
going to
hollow out the inside of their thigh like RoboCop, where he kept his gun?
That's like you with your 8 inches. You're saying, hey, no problem. I can tuck it every day. I'll
walk around in a Lebowski robe.
But
how's
then
that?
Isn't there some kind of enjoyment about getting aroused, about getting hard? Then you would just not have that. I mean, you would only have the release ever. Isn't there fun to kind of get worked up? You'll never have that either because it's already there.
Because it happens so quickly. It's not really particularly fun. That's always a girl's thinking. They're always like the ones that tease you during head like a little hamster in a water bottle. And they think that's sexy. Oh, you're like, just get it on. Just make it happen.
Oh, my goodness. So, no dice, huh?
I don't know. I don't even know. If you're saying I hang 2 inches and I become 6.5 erect, I'd take that.
Well, we don't know what you become, but you have.
Well, then it's a bad hypothetical.
It isn't, because 2 inches is normal, flaccid.
Is it really?
That's a normal one.
Then I guess I'm pretty awesome when flaccid.
I'm just saying, if you're cold or you're whatever, I mean, some can almost disappear.
Yeah,
but
don't judge
grow,
me right now. It's horrible outside right now. You can testify to it. I spent all day working like a slave. Other than the fact that I could quit anytime I wanted and I was paid handsomely, working like a slave.
Oh, my.
Flawless simile.
I asked my mom this question. I asked my mom, would you rather marry someone with no arms or no legs? Right? That's what I asked my mom.
For me, is a.
I mean, that's what the question I asked my mom. And to me, this is a no-brainer. Would you rather marry someone with no arms or no legs?
Yeah, no legs. No arms looks way creepier.
Right. I say no legs. Hands down. No, this is not even. My mom said no arms.
Why?
And that's what I said. I kept trying to convince her, like, hey, that's a bad idea. Like, what? I said the only advantage.
You could just like put them in like a little baby's walker. You know what I'm talking about? Like, they put their little fat little legs through the pouch at the bottom and they're running around and it's
now
like this ring of wheels.
People can walk on prosthetics.
That's
but
true
prosthetic
too.
Prosthetic arms with hands, functioning hands.
There was a guy I saw yesterday in my lock supply shop, and he's missing a leg, and it took me a while to register that because he kind of had patchy skin. I guess he was diabetic, and I was just panning over him. I'm like, what other patches am I going
to
find?
But my mom said he has to be able to walk. I don't want someone who cannot walk. And I said the only advantage of being married to someone without any arms, especially having a husband with no arms, like me, because I'm
he
always,
can't make messes.
No.
Except all over the toilet, which he will.
But I was saying the only way,
a lot of bidets
like
in
I
that
like
house.
To, you know, I'm a practical joker, so it would be nice to be able to.
Oh,
to,
you're a practical joker. So right. Would you just like make his face really itchy? Maybe like little help, please. And you're like, no.
No, but if you have an argument, you could tip him over. Like, what's he got to break his fall? Nothing. He's like a bowling pin. So, you know.
Yeah, no arms is freaky as hell.
I mean, I'm not saying it's impossible, but I mean, there are people who don't have arms. So, but if you had a choice, no arms or no
like
legs.
Bizarro Lieutenant Dan.
My mom just kept insisting, no matter what I said, like there was no benefits of no arms. My mom. And then we're driving home. It's silent and we're almost home. She's not saying anything. She goes, oh, wait a minute. How is he going to wipe?
That's exactly what I'm saying. No white curtains in that bathroom.
Said, forget it. He's got to be able to wipe himself. Like, darn it.
You're going to have to convert like a cat scratching post.
So
and just every day wrap it in Charmin.
I don't know why she chose that. But anyhow, but because she doesn't want to have to wipe her husband, she then changed her mind. So, but that was the only one. I mean,
both would freak me the hell out. Don't get me wrong.
Actually, you know what?
I don't think I could perform with an amputee. No matter how beautiful, it would. Oh, it weird me out.
I don't think so. Some people are very attractive. So
I know, but they would have to be like just a pillow would have to be over whatever is missing. And then I'd have to go along with it. Like I'd have to pretend and buy into that fantasy. I'd be like,
but if
well,
you
why
love
don't
them?
You pull that sexy other arm out from out under
but
the pillow?
But what if they were in an accident? They're already married to this person.
That's different. Yeah. Way different.
Yeah. So it's fine enough.
Again, you already don't care. You're not getting any. You're married.
But this
See,
guy.
That's why you marry the smart girl.
This guy
I'm
had
not
come into
amputate her mouth.
I was in line at Cracker Barrel. And this has been, I don't
oh,
know.
Oh, who was taking you there?
I was with family. And so
high rollers.
But this guy had come in on a skateboard. He had no legs and not even like nubs or whatever. He was just a torso.
So it was literally his beans resting on the skateboard.
I mean, they weren't just hanging over breathing. Like he had pants on.
Okay.
Or, you know, the upper part of your pants. Pant legs, you know, they're all sewn up, but I don't know if he was in an accident or what his thing was, but from his torso up, like he was probably, if he had his legs, he was probably,
he would have been a looker.
I think he probably would have been like 6'2" or something. Cause he had, you know,
he's like Cotton Hill.
But the thing is like, he came in on a skateboard. He didn't come in a wheelchair.
Was he like Mr. Personality? Like that guy from,
no.
Shallow Hal with the spina bifida.
He
making all the jokes about sniffing ladies' asses.
but he was hideously unattractive. Oh, that guy. I mean,
only because of his
this
deformity.
This guy is wicked hot.
You're so sick, Allison.
This
you're so
guy
sick.
Is very attractive.
Couldn't you see his inner beauty?
He is not attractive. He does not have a handsome face.
Who's this
not,
again?
The guy in the movie that you're trying to.
Oh, I thought he was a looker.
No, he's not.
I thought he had a retro 50s chic.
But this guy, I don't know celebrity-wise who he looks like, but he was very
probably
attractive.
That guy from Shallow Hal.
No. No.
Because he's missing his parts just like that guy.
But he came in on a skateboard. He was pushing himself with his hands. And
was he all personality?
He did seem to have... I mean, he was very confident.
Uh-huh.
And attractive.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, if I were single at the time, I don't know if I was.
Really?
Yeah, sure. He could have my number. If he asked for it, I would have gave it. He was handsome.
You would have had to hand it to him because if he tried to write it down, he would have fallen over.
No, he had good balance. That's impressive.
Just balancing like a top on that little tip.
But not even
bottom.
In a wheelchair. You know what I'm saying?
Like on a skateboard, like a cool kid.
Yeah, and he was built. Like he works out his
of course. Arms. Those are his arms are his legs. What do you want? He takes 1,000 arm strides per hour. His body weight might not be much, but it's enough over time to build those things
into
trunks.
Yeah, but some people who are disabled or in wheelchairs, they don't really work their upper body. So
I wouldn't. I would just park my ass in front of the Xbox. That would be, I would roll to the Xbox and roll to my fridge.
I don't want to take care of you then.
I would be the least in shape cripple. I would not have that chiseled cripple chest.
Why? He's beautiful. He's a beautiful man, so... I wouldn't have a problem with that.
I think we should close on that. You okay. Would date a man...
with no legs.
Well, then.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Not much. Nothing's like spiritually wrong with it. You're not going to go out on that limb.
Limb, you said it.
Thank you for catching that.
You're most welcome, darling.
You've been listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your
yes,
host,
indeed.
John Papa Giorgio, the co-hostess. I don't think we even got to introduce you.
Oh, too bad.
Allison Frank. You want to get a hold of Allison.
Yeah.
You go to facebook.com/papasbasement.
Sounds good.
First, you like us.
Woo!
Like us hard.
Yes.
Then you go down the list of people who have liked, mm-hmm. who are now like you.
Oh,
going to say like a lot.
Oh, my.
And Allison Frank can be found there. And you can stalk her thus.
Sounds fabulous.
I'm John Papa Giorgio. You want me, the best way is Twitter. I'm at Papa's Basement. You can also email me for advertising opportunities.
Oh, my.
InPapa'sBasement@gmail.com. The show's website, InPapa'sBasement.com. We do a new episode of the radio show that's posted there every Monday, every Thursday. My writing goes there as well. Visit it for all the links, every contact link, Facebook,
Super.
Twitter, whatever the hell you want, and all our content.
Yeah.
Pretty simple, right?
Right.
All right, we're free.
All right.
No second episode. We get to go home and eat, do whatever we want.
Yay.
Okay.
All right, bye.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.